Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I was stumbling through Business Plus yesterday. I saw an interesting article by somebody I know. In fact, he's our tech guru, Andy O'Donoghue. He was talking really about how SMEs can benefit from fintech and how they can basically use financial innovation. And Andy joins me now. But Andy, firstly, can I say to you that your article caught my eye because fintech used to be about putting a simple product, a financial product, onto a website. But it's become so much more, hasn't it?
Well, you know, Bobby, it's fascinating because fintech, and I mean, I make the point in the Business Plus column that the world of tech loves a really good portmanteau, right?
Yeah.
fintech is an excellent example. Financial technology and the integration of tech into financial services with the objective of improving everything from payments to investments. And it's been around for a long time. I mean, you've got to think the ATM is an example of that. You know, various types of innovation over the years. And fintech, Ireland has had an association with fintech for a very long time. And many of your listeners probably will be obviously familiar with payments companies like Stripe, founded by the Collison brothers. However, Ireland's fintech journey really began probably back in the 70s with Tony Kilduff's Kindle Banking Systems. And they had a product called Bankmaster, which became really a global hit, was used by banks around the world, was even used by some central banks for treasury. But that's, you know, what is that, 45 years ago? So fintech and Ireland's association with it has been very solid. But if you fast forward, say, to 2015, and you will remember well, and in fact, you were probably used them, Colm Lyons Realex.
Yeah, funny you bring up Colm, because I was just going to put him in there among the great fintech greats, and he certainly has made a massive contribution to the sector.
Absolutely. And he kind of democratized kind of, you know, the credit card processing for small businesses. And his company, Realex, was sold to Global Payments. And, you know, they had processed billions of euros for major companies. So there were a lot of innovations along the way, even from an Irish context, that paved the way, I suppose, for modern fintech. It was the emergence, I suppose, then of Stripe that cemented Ireland's place on the fintech map in a way. And but over the last decade, particularly, businesses that once struggled, and really I am talking about SMEs and micro companies, they struggled to access efficient financial services. Fintech and the evolution, unquestionably, Bobby, has become an indispensable tool for your business, regardless of size.
Well, again, I suppose to drill down into that, Andy, you know, you just think about a taxi driver taking payment from you on his phone, you know, something that would have been massively complex, you know, even 5-6 years ago, is now so simple. But also, if you're an SME, you're in an office, online banking, all that stuff, the software around accounting, you know, the management of expenses, all that stuff is now systemized and makes it much more, cost effective, number one, but SME owners and entrepreneurs, you know, in small businesses, they can actually spend the time developing the business rather than focusing on the bureaucratic, should I say, nuances of like accounting and payments and things like that. No?
You're absolutely right. And I think you put your finger on one of the crucial things about that, Bobby, is that the cost of access is incredibly low. And it is affordable, and it makes access to what would previously have been complex or expensive services far easier for SMEs. And I suppose I should mention two companies who were really very important in kind of the fintech revolution for SMEs over the last few years, Revolut and Wise. Revolut people will be familiar with because many consumers in Ireland, and you know, they have, I mean, I think it's into seven figures now at this point, but Revolut initially started as a foreign exchange payments platform. Now they offer full banking services, including business accounts, and they even have clever things for creating invoices directly from your Revolut bank account,
as well as
multi-currency capabilities. Wise is one that's has been less popular in Ireland, but some of the original Skype team founded Wise, and Wise has absolutely revolutionized international money transfers with its peer-to-peer model. So you send money to your customer.
No foreign exchange commissions.
Bobby, this is the thing.
Yeah.
I have done analysis on their rates, and over the 50 currencies, and you can hold cash in multiple currencies if you deal with somebody perhaps in Asia or in Singapore or in US dollar. Their platform is incredibly simple to use, but the fees are minute compared to mainstream banking. So for small businesses, fintech's big advantage is accessibility and the reduction in costs.
The big elephant in the room here, Andy, is the banks, the pillar banks, the institutions that benefit so much and so greatly out of every financial transaction. The sand seems to be shifting there all the time. And, you know, even though they're probably have greater resources than all these new players, they are under threat, are they not?
Absolutely under threat. And, you know, Bobby, it is fair that they are under threat because they have not evolved at the rate that the market has evolved. And that is why if pillar banks had evolved at the rate that consumers and business owners wanted them to, there would be no room for Revolut. There would be no room for companies like Wise. So what they have done is they have filled a market requirement.
So they've left the door open, and their own business is going to be under attack as a result of them leaving the door open.
Absolutely. And part of that is because they have to run consumer systems, they have to run business banking systems. Part of the problem has been their lack of spending over the years on innovation. And what many banks, traditional banks, have done is they have tacked on modules that give them new services, but you have at the core quite old-fashioned systems that are difficult to manage. But Bobby, the efficiency even, and without naming any specific pillar banks, but many of your customers many of your listeners will have been frustrated as customers because they will get texts saying, you know, your card has been paused while we await answer yes or no to this or yes or no to that. And the problem is that it just takes too long. There are features that are too inefficient. Whereas if you are a customer of somebody like Revolut, you get instant notification and an option to approve a transaction. So pillar banks have been kind of left in the dust by the radical, development and speed and aggressive kind of marketing that companies like Revolut have done.
We should touch on fraud here, Andy, just by way of good practice, because I think SMEs particularly, you know, they can be hoodwinked in or they can be cajoled into things that could ultimately be fraudulent. Do they need to be wary around embracing new technology?
I think embracing new technology is one thing, but there is, you know, there has always been financial scams and there has always been threats. You know, if you go back 10 or 20 years ago, Bobby, there was always a prince from some sub-Saharan country who was going to make you rich.
Resting in your account.
Yeah, yes, exactly. if you helped him get the money out of the country. More recently, the phishing scams where people send fake invoices, often during August when the CFO's on holiday, insisting that, you know, you're going to be have no access to suppliers if you don't pay the bills. So the scams have always been there. Technology, I suppose, makes it easier for people to address large audiences via scams.
Yeah.
So you've got to be aware. However, the new companies are very, they've added very efficient features in many ways. You still have to be careful. But, you know, with biometric authorization, with, you know, two-factor authentication, it is easier to protect your funds online. And also, you know, Bobby, I suppose it is worthwhile mentioning that as we talk about access to funds, one of the greatest problems that small businesses have ever had is their access to funds. And the days, of course, of relationship banking are kind of gone.
Yeah. Now,
knowing the bank manager isn't enough to get your small business a loan anymore. So, you know, you're dealt with in a very algorithmic way by financial institutions. And yet, the market has responded and have given us products like CrowdCube and Spark Crowdfunding in Ireland. So two platforms that give SMEs access to alternative funding routes.
Yeah, no, that's great. Access to finance, I suppose, where technology is really the driver. It's absolutely fantastic. Finally, can I ask you, Andy, about management information? Like, just again, hypothetically, you're running a small business now. With all this, I suppose, fintech innovation and automation, you really can have up-to-the-date management information of real quality, can't you, to help you run your business?
You absolutely can. And so I suppose I would mention cloud-based platforms, particularly like Xero, which has become incredibly popular in Ireland. Sage obviously did very well in QuickBooks. But, you know, you have the ability to automate invoicing. You automate expense tracking. I mean, you know, literally you will photograph a receipt and using AI, some of these systems will even classify it so that you have your correct account code. And that is exactly what you said, Bobby, because it frees up valuable time for a five-man or woman business, freeing up valuable time to focus on growth rather than administration is exactly what small business owners need.
All right. Well, we've heard it here, folks. Well done, Andy, on zoning in this. It is how SMEs can actually benefit from fintech and financial innovation. Always good to talk to you, Andy. Stay safe and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.